Hustle continues on 95.4 UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
And your story is making headlines this hour. Don't pack those candles away just yet, as the load shedding might return, Eskom warns, and scientists race to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 9 o'clock, I am Sandy Lentuli. Good morning. Embattled power utility Eskom has warned that it may need to implement load shedding tonight. In a statement, Eskom says the power system is under stress and that diesel generators are being used to meet demands. It says that while they do have adequate emergency reserves to supplement capacity during the day, they may need to implement load shedding tonight. Eskom says that it will continue to give periodic updates on what South Africans can expect. In UJ News now, the university's orientation program, also known as the First Year Seminar, FYS, will see thousands of new first-year students at the University of Johannesburg exploring the campuses and facilities of the institution. The program, which ends this Friday, assists students to transition from high school to tertiary education while creating opportunities for them to meet lecturers and also get to know their fellow students. Professor Kente Berger, a registrar at the University of Johannesburg, had the following to say to first years who may be attending this orientation.
Because that's when we just introduce you to the facilities here. We make sure that you know the library, also our many, many services, but also our social societies.
Vanessa Bryant has spoken out for the first time since her husband Kobe Bryant and their daughter Gianna were killed in a horrific helicopter crash Sunday, saying the family is completely devastated by the tragedy. The aircraft slammed into a rugged hillside in thick fog in Calabasas, northwest of Los Angeles, killing 9 people in total. The helicopter was headed to Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy in Thousand Oaks, where Gianna was scheduled to play a basketball game. Finally, in the past 5 years alone, the world has faced outbreaks of Ebola, Zika, another coronavirus called MERS, and now the virus simply known as 2019-nCoV, which has already infected thousands of people and killed more than 100. But unlike in many previous outbreaks, where vaccines to protect people have taken years to develop, research for a vaccine to help stem this outbreak got underway within hours of the virus being identified, as Chinese officials released